Chapter 12 Of the Inward Growth of Patience, and of the Struggle Against Evil Desires. O Lord God, I see that patience is very necessary unto me, for many things in this life fall out contrary. For howsoever I may have contrived for my peace, my life cannot go on without strife and trouble. Thou speakest truly, my son, for I will not that thou seek such a peace as is without trials, and knoweth no adversities, but rather that thou shouldest judge thyself to have found peace, when thou art tried with manifold tribulations, and proved by many adversities. If thou shalt say that thou art not able to bear such, how then wilt thou sustain the fire hereafter? Of two evils we should always choose the less. Therefore, that thou mayest escape eternal torments hereafter, strive on God's behalf to endure present evils bravely. Thinkest thou that the children of this world suffer naught or but little? Thou wilt not find it so, even though thou find out the most prosperous. But, thou wilt say, they have many delights, and they follow their own wills, and thus they bear lightly their tribulations. Be it so, grant that they have what they list, but how long, thinkest thou, would it last? Behold, like the smoke, those who are rich in this world will pass away, and no record shall remain of their past joys. Yea, even while they yet live, they rest not without bitterness and weariness and fear. For from the very same thing wherein they find delight, thence they oftentimes have the punishment of sorrow. Justly it befalleth them, that because out of measure they seek out and pursue pleasures, they enjoy them not without confusion and bitterness. Oh, how short, how false, how inordinate and wicked are all these pleasures! Yet because of their sottishness and blindness, men do not understand. But like brute beasts, for the sake of a little pleasure of this corruptible life, they incur death of the soul. Thou, therefore, my son, go not after thy lusts, but refrain thyself from thine appetites. Ecclesiastes 18, verse 30. Delight thou in the Lord, and he shall give thee thy heart's desire. Psalm 37, verse 4. For if thou wilt truly find delight, and be abundantly comforted of me, behold, in the contempt of all worldly things, and in the avoidance of all worthless pleasures, shall be thy blessing, and fullness of consolation shall be given thee. And the more thou withdrawest thyself from all solace of creatures, the more sweet and powerful consolations thou shalt find. But at the first thou shalt not attain to them, without some sorrow and hard striving. Long-accustomed habit will oppose, but it shall be overcome by better habit. The flesh will murmur again and again, but will be restrained by fervour of spirit. The old serpent will urge and embitter thee, but will be put to flight by prayer. Moreover, by useful labour, his entrance will be greatly obstructed.